Hello and welcome to the show. I'm your host, Terri-Ann Russell of the Healing Heart Initiative, where we discuss topics such as healing a broken heart, limiting beliefs, and we share inspirational stories of hope and triumph over despair. Today, our topic is breaking free of your cage. I personally love this topic. When I was meditating earlier this morning, it came through in my book with Anthony. We share a little bit about the cage where you live. There's a chapter in his book, Break Free of Your Cage. And this is our book, From Death to Life, The Incredible True Story of Anthony Joseph. So, welcome to the show. Let's dive in deep about this. First, I want to talk a little bit about the cage as a metaphor, a representation of those thoughts that control our lives. Often we can be caught up in this loop of limiting beliefs. And often the limiting beliefs that we are caught up in are from childhood, past relationships. What I found in my experience is some that may be subtle. And others may be really front and center in your awareness, but they're deeply embedded in your subconscious. Limiting beliefs keep us caged. They keep us in a place of fear and doubt. And oftentimes we talk to ourselves and we have this long conversation and talk ourselves out of why we shouldn't do something or why it's not good for us. The limiting beliefs hold you in a place of stuck consciousness. And as you bring your awareness forward and you grow through your spiritual journey, you'll begin to understand that those thoughts often are not even your own thoughts. Those are thoughts that are based on information that you received as a child over and over and over again. Some thoughts can be obvious, almost like a rebellious teen. They're there constantly. They keep you from making really the best decisions because that fear or that loop of thinking is there behind the scenes always. Some are quietly hidden behind the scenes as well. They're not as obvious. And oftentimes they'll pop in randomly. What I've found over my journey is that often these thoughts, the ones that pop in, are probably the harder ones to become more aware of. They're ones that you really have to work on catching consciously. Through that experience that you're having with that limited belief thought. I'm going to read a little piece of the book that I channeled with my son Anthony when I wrote it. And again, this is from the chapter Break Free of Your Cage. When my son was about 14 or 15, he wrote in his journal, "I write in a cage that I did not build, but I was given." Man, that hits the heart hard, doesn't it? At 14 or 15, this child had this awareness of an old soul deeply, deeply embedded in him. I often think what it would be like had I been a mother that had more awareness of a child with such a beautiful old soul. And I do have that now that I have a daughter that's 14 who is an old soul also. So obviously, as my awareness grew, my parenting changed. The way that I parent her is not the way that I parented my older children. There's a 19, 17, and 16-year difference between my older children and my daughter. So obviously, they got the unhealed version of their mother, and my daughter receives the healed version. But alas, I'm still healing, so it's always a process of unlearning. So let's read a little bit here about what Anthony had to say when I channeled him as I was writing this book. Ma, the cage is given to you at birth when your limitless and immortal spirit enters a limited and fragile human body. The limiting continues as the first lessons in life center around what you can and cannot do, and further when you are told what you should and should not do and can and cannot be. You are taught to think certain ways, believe certain ways, and act certain ways. And these are the bars of your cage. Its lock is our inability to free our mind from these limitations. Most people do not know what life is like outside this cage. They don't know their true potential. Thus, they don't know they live in a cage. It's like a fish asking, it's like asking a fish what water is. Because it lives in the water, it doesn't know a world outside of it. To the fish, water just is. To the human, limitations just are. They are facts of life, unquestioned assumptions, but question those assumptions and see beyond them, and the scope of one's perception expands. Suddenly, you no longer live in that fishbowl. You live in an endless ocean, an infinite universe offering endless experiences and expressions of life. And I thought, wow, how profound. The fish analogy really hits home, because you really sometimes don't even see that place that you're stuck in. I remember talking to somebody once and said that the being overly independent is a coping mechanism from childhood because they had to be independent. And it took them a while to think about what I was actually saying. They didn't recognize it because they never thought about it that way. And oftentimes somebody presents something to us in a different way, and it opens our expansive awareness. Wow, it's like a light bulb went off, right? Sometimes somebody will say something to us, and I never thought about it that way. Or that's an interesting perspective. And it sort of gets those wheels beginning to turn. Is that possible? Is it possible that I live in this limiting belief scenario that they're talking about? And yes, quite often it is possible. All of us have limiting beliefs. Even healed people still have limiting beliefs. I have limiting beliefs that still come up often. I'm much more aware of what they are. I can stop them sort of in their tracks before they take me down that road of unawareness. Let me show you a little story. For me, it just happened a while ago, but I was doing something in the kitchen and I couldn't get something to work. And my first thought is, how stupid. And that was it. It was like, how stupid. And I stopped. Okay, I heard what I was saying. I was aware of what was going to come through. And that limiting belief, again, goes back, back, back. And sometimes we're not aware of it. You'll just say, like, how stupid can you be? That limiting belief is not you. You know, whatever I was doing, I don't even remember, but it was difficult that I was doing it. And I thought to myself, wow, I've really advanced in my awareness now that I could catch it sort of like that. Let's talk a little bit about how you start letting go of what those limited, how did I get to that point, right? How do I start letting go of what those limiting beliefs are? What I do and what I share with my clients often is pay attention to what you're thinking. In a day, take the time to pay attention to what your thoughts are and what is really coming through. Often we're very unaware or unconscious of our own thoughts. And I've read that we have over 60,000 thoughts a day, and at least half of them are negative. So that's 30,000 thoughts that are negative during your day. It's no wonder we feel stuck in this cage that we can't break free from. So, what I like to do is make a conscious effort to catch them. If I'm in a space and a negative thought comes in, I'm making a conscious effort, like I did with the stupid comment. That thought, I was able to catch it. So as you start paying attention to what their thoughts were or are, and you start writing them down. So take this time during a day. You're going to write them down. You're going to start to see a theme layered in between them. So what is that theme for you? Is it, I'm not good enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm stupid. I'm not likable enough. I can't do anything. I'm no good. So whatever it is for you, you'll see a common thread amongst all of them. And then once you do that, I like to sort of what I call flip the switch. You're going to make a conscious effort when that thought comes in to catch it. So let's just say, I'm not strong enough. If you're trying to open a jar and a lid and you say, damn, I'm not strong enough, catch that midstream, flip that switch and say, this is really hard to open. I can open it. I am strong enough. And if I can't open it, I'll ask someone to help me. Often there's another layer under there that is requiring you to ask for help. And that requiring you ask for help may make you feel that you're not strong enough because you've been taught that. And that's that pattern that exists throughout your childhood and that you grow up with. So that's just a simple example of how you can start letting go of these limiting beliefs. I'll read another part of his book here. Our spirit fights tooth and claw our entire life to break free from this cage. It knows that reality, and it comes before entering a human body, and it remembers its true power. But alas, we forget. Some people think they're happier in their cage and glad to be in it. They embrace their limitations and deny their greater potential. Life is more comfortable and easier to manage that way, but some people want to break free. That left me thinking. Some people do really like to be in that comfortableness of what they are, who they think they are, who they think they should be. And when you start to try and break out of that cage, it becomes uncomfortable. It takes time and effort. It takes grace. You must give yourself a lot of grace when unlayering all of these limited beliefs for yourself. They'll come up again and again as a way of saying, hey, look at me, I'm here. This is what it is that you need to work on. And I've understood that throughout my journey and the people that I help, that not everybody's going to want to leave that cage. There'll be people in your family. There'll be people that you work with. It could be your children, could be your spouse, could be your friends. They do not want to leave that cage that they're comfortable in because that would require them to go deeper into that wounding that sits within their cellular memory. Anthony goes on and he continues. It's almost as if there are two personalities at play, the free roaming one that lives beyond limits and the one that lets the cage dictate how life unfolds. It's an eternal battle to bring ourselves to a point where we can break free from the cage or stay within its limits, limits that are self-imposed and self-penetrating, self-perpetuating. At times, we may feel like the cage has been opened up for us to run free, but then locked up again, keeping us trapped in a cycle of trying to break free. but it's all part of our evolution. To the person reading this, it may resonate right now that you're fighting this eternal battle, wanting to be free, but stuck and conformed to what society deems to be the correct way for you to live. Understand you are not alone. To eternity, Ma, I love you, Aunt. It brings me back to something I saw today on Facebook this morning that my publisher posted about a cat, her cat, and being in this self-imposed place, this cage. It was like she was under the chair hiding. And it really hit me to bring this passage forward today, because there's so many of us that just don't know how to pull ourselves out of what it is that keeps us stuck. Until somebody plants that seed, that tiny little seed that's given to you. Sometimes that's all that's needed, a tiny seed that's planted, and you can see a new perspective, a new way of thinking, a new way of being, a new way of doing. That one perspective can shift everything in your life, and that's how easy it can happen. But ultimately, there will be more work to do. It will require you to go within those areas, the ones you know about and the ones you don't know about. Sometimes it just takes a moment in time for you to flip that switch into this new awareness, and other times it takes months or years to get through whatever that limiting belief that's been imposed upon you. When I speak to women and I talk about empowerment, when I speak to my daughter and I try to show her an example of an empowered woman, there's no greater way of doing that or honoring that other than empowering yourself to be that example, to lead by example, to show others that it is possible, that through the trials and triumphs, through the trials, we've had triumphs. Our life has shifted and changed as we grow and we heal and we expand those things. We learn to shed those layers. It truly is the analogy of peeling back the layers of an onion. I've said it over and over again, and I share it often, that peeling back those layers. Originally, the first time I thought I was transformed was, oh, I'm transformed. That wasn't so bad. And then that was nothing as I went through deeper and harder ways of learning to unlayer that onion. As I went down deeper into the onion, the layers got thicker. The layers got more difficult to look at, more pain. And there were some that I had not even recognized. That can be all part of your evolution. We are all so different and unique. None of us are the same. So our healing will be entirely different. The one common core that we have between all of it is that you, your soul, knows exactly what you need. And so if I've said something today that resonates with you, I ask you to look deeper at what that is, deeper into that awareness now that you may have. Also, if you tried what I asked you to try today and you want to leave a comment, try it for a week and let me know after a week how you were able to get those thoughts caught, how you were able to flip that switch, how you felt after being empowered in the decision that I don't have to live by the rules that I was confined in this cage. And I can open this cage and I can break free of this cage. And I am free to decide who I am, what I'm going to do, and where I'm going to go. And watch your life change and shift dramatically. So if you like what you've heard today, I ask that you like and subscribe and share my YouTube channel. It helps me grow. It helps me share my message of empowerment. I'm also starting a Patreon page, which I'll share in the link, a link in the comments so you can join there. I'm just learning that, so this is going to be a new experience for me. And again, I just thank you from the bottom of my heart to be able to share with you my journey, my story, and how I am helping others through the Healing Heart Initiative, and watch for much, much more to come.